few minutes in front of 4 p.m.
Yeah.
On Mason and Ireland, a live Imaging Tuesday. If you're saying, what's going on?
What is going
on? We're Super Crosstalk. No Super Crosstalk today. But we're going to go nonstop. From here until we tip off the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off at 4:30 p.m.
Yes.
I've been told Game of Games is one you want me in for.
Oh, yeah. You should play this one.
Okay.
It's part Masters, part Dodgers.
I don't see how those two things go together, but okay.
I put them together because we were at the game last night, and it's Masters week.
All right.
So we'll do that.
I thought for sure you were going to ask me to do the game again today.
No. I got the game. Uh-huh. So there's actually results from a chat fight.
Oh, go ahead.
So on YouTube, we've had a chat fight going on between our YouTube.
Yeah, I didn't do a very good job with it.
Viewers and Bergman. And what's the latest on chat fight?
So because I didn't actually go in and do the fighting in the chat fight.
Isn't that the whole point of the chat fight?
Yeah, that was the whole point of it. And because we were doing stuff and I just didn't have a chance to look at it and respond.
Chat fight.
People just started roasting me.
Oh, good. Okay.
So here's I just want to read a couple of them because I think they're
funny.
Hell
with chat fight. Let's just roast Bergman.
So Daniel Arvizu says, Greg Bergman is the type to tuck his napkin in his bib while eating Jell-O.
Okay.
Beer says, Greg is the type of guy to greet himself in the mirror every morning with two finger guns, wink, and say, you got this, buddy.
You got this, buddy. I like that a lot.
Do you ever do that?
Do you ever do double finger guns?
I mean,
guns?
When I'm really feeling down.
I think double finger guns is actually underrated.
Another one here.
If you're in your 60s.
Greg Bergman is the type to bring tapioca pudding for lunch and say yummy and smack his lips.
Okay.
What is this, a levitard show?
Yeah.
Oh, I do look like
this
Dan.
This is a levitard bit. Okay,
chat fight.
Ahead.
Greg is the type of guy to pat his pizza with a paper towel.
I thought that was going somewhere different.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
No, I have to find a couple more of them. But that's those are
okay,
a few
so,
of them
so,
there.
So, what's wrong with
chat fight? I mean, I don't pat my pizza.
Hey.
No. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I think the whole point is it's a grease delivery device, pizza. I love the grease on a piece of pizza.
I pat my bacon.
No way
though.
I'm touching this one.
I pat the bacon. When you take it off the grill,
you
got to put on paper towel. You got to pat it. You don't want to.
Yeah. You're watching. All right, last night.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
Wait a minute. We got a Momo's lost it alert.
What are you upset?
Patting the bacon. She's gone. Yeah. We're not going to get her back.
See, I ignore some of that stuff.
It wasn't double entendre.
Yeah, All of it was. It was just...
Momo, you're hearing things that aren't actually there.
You don't pat your bacon?
No.
If you're cooking bacon at home on a Sunday morning, you don't pat it?
Do you not take a paper towel and pat your bacon so it's not...
Momo, I love Momo losing it. It's the best.
Yeah.
DeAndre and the
social
team.
Nothing I can say right now that will not turn into a drama.
But you automatically assume.
Well, because Chris said I thought that was going someplace else. And then the rest of that was all double entendre.
Let's make sure we have this. We have this for Mandy's too.
Yes.
The patting of the bacon.
Patting of the bacon.
Pat your own bacon, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, Dodgers stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So last night, the game. So first of all, Dodgers off to a 3-2 start. By the way, I heard Sliwa doing the run differential. This morning after five games, the run differential, they're up, they're plus 22.
Sliwa talking nerdy is the best.
What do you think made him go to run differential after five games?
I think it's just because it was high scoring game, low scoring game, high scoring game, low, you know, that kind of thing. So he just decided like, oh, I'm looking at the standings and I see this plus 22.
Was on the flight home this morning and needed
looking
some content.
Looking at run differential.
Yeah.
You, by the way, said the Dodgers do this all the time.
They do. I mean, this is what they're kind of known for.
It's a new year, not,
right? But this is kind of what they're known for. But this is kind of what they're known for, even in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This is kind
except
of,
for then they don't score in the playoffs.
Right, which is the zero point.
That's what he's saying. So last night they lit it up. Before the game, I love this. I talked to my friend Bill Plunkett. Our friend Bill Plunkett. Bill said Chris Taylor's a mess.
Yep.
And J.D. Martinez looks slow. Both homered last night. I told Bergman. Jason Hayward's not going to hit this year. He homered last night.
He sure did.
So we've got it going on in terms of our baseball scouting department.
So here's the thing about baseball is that you could totally be a mess for like 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you start hitting the ball good.
Right.
That's the beauty of baseball is you fight your way through slumps.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you suck coming out of spring training and you fight your way, you can still hit a home run.
Hater of all new rules.
Yeah.
So one of the things that has developed is that if you are struggling as a batter, okay, right. If you feel like you dig in and you're not right.
Yeah, story of my career, yes. I understand.
You've got to stay there. You've only got 30 seconds to be able to set yourself, and you have to be set by 8 seconds left on the clock. Okay.
Oh, you can't step out and walk around and talk to yourself?
Are you allowed to step out at all?
You can do
what
you can do whatever you want from if there's nobody on base, it's 15 seconds to 8. From 15 to 8.
15 to 8.
So you can do if you want to step out and be ready to go at 8 seconds, that's fine.
Right.
But it's if somebody's on base then it's 20 seconds that you
have. What about getting signs?
Well, you got to get them faster.
I don't like all this.
And then
I got to do the indicator and the signs.
JT Realmuto talked about the fact that when a pitcher's scuffling, when he's having a hard time, he's only allowed one mound visit, right?
Right. Well, one mound visit, and then the next time you have to be taken out.
Right. So all of a sudden, if a pitcher's getting lit up. Yeah, wait a minute.
So the batter has like 8 seconds.
Correct.
To step out. But like this is how, when you're hitting, you step out, you look down at the third base coach, you get the signs, he goes through the whole progression.
Go slower.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you look at the coach, and then you have to, okay, I'm supposed to acknowledge. So there was a, every time that our acknowledge was like, touch your hat, right? And that means I got the sign. And if you didn't get it, then until you saw the touch the hat acknowledge, the coach kept going to make sure you got the sign.
Yeah, welcome to 2023. It all moves faster than it used to.
Momo
really wants
sometime.
Nomar Garcia Parra back and fixing all of his gloves every time pitch.
Nobody loves that. Nobody loves that.
It was so long.
I need some deep breaths.
No,
I need some self-talk.
Look.
You don't got that time anymore.
Game moves. First inning.
I need
inning
some
was
like
how long
tapping
is
the bat on the ground.
The first inning total was 16 minutes.
16 minutes. Bam. Over. Gone. Done.
People are still parking.
Yeah, that's one of the things. You've got to get to the game
early.
On time.
I don't like that.
You've got to get to the game on time. What do you mean?
I walk up the hill. We go to the shortstop. We
get
walk
to the
up
game
the
on time.
Walk up, we're a little toasty in the walk-up.
How many times a year do you do this thing where you go to the shortstop and walk up the hill? How many
four
times
or five
a
times.
Year? 4 or 5 times
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, go to a game like that.
Okay. How many games do you watch on TV?
A lot more.
Okay. Is it a better or worse viewing product?
Definitely better.
Okay. Isn't that who we're catering to?
I don't know.
Isn't
I think you should cater to the people who actually care enough to buy a ticket, go to the game, spend some money on beers and dogs.
Like, and it's still there. It's just
not
a little
as fun.
It's just 30 minutes shorter than it used to be.
So last night's game was 2 hours and 47 minutes.
That's long.
And that was long.
Long.
That was long, yeah. And it felt long, too.
The beat writers got to love this, because
they hate it. Hate
no,
it.
What?
They love it.
No, the beat writers hate it.
The beat writers love it.
So, the beat who's telling you?
Now you're hitting their deadlines.
What? No, yeah, they're not hitting their deadlines.
The beat writers I talked to loved it.
So the deadline used to be 9:30.
What beat writers are you talking
about? So the guy that was sitting next to us, Matt Moreno from Dodger Blue, was saying that he hates it because it takes away everything else that he's trying to do for moving forward.
Okay, Dodger Blue is online. But the newspaper guys
Bill Plunkett loves it.
Yeah.
Oh, he did love it?
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, I'm all in on this.
What? And really, is there a difference between a newspaper and an online service
yes, there
at this
is.
Point? It's
Any
all more? It's all put on to...
It's all online.
It's all online however, anyway. When I used to write for the newspaper, you had to live by these deadlines. So you'd have a first story that was due at 9.
But the newspaper
game's not even
isn't
over.
A thing anymore.
For a lot of people, it is.
Who?
Yeah.
For who is the newspaper
I don't
a
know
thing?
Old people.
No, I don't even think. Like, even my mom and not stepdad Leo, they don't subscribe to the Desert Sun anymore. They're like, newspaper? You just get the news online. I don't think the filing deadline is there. But Bill Plunkett told me
he's
it's
still
got
to write a story to hit that deadline.
The games fly. The games fly.
So he could actually get the final score in his deadline.
So the one thing, and Momo, I know you've seen this on TV, the new LED light show that they've got going on is actually really, really cool. What they do is it's a little bit like at SC games, USC football games, where they dim the lights and bring them back on. They do that at the Dodger game. They dim the big lights, and then the whole thing lights up. Mm. It's very cool looking.
I think that's fun. I like all the things they do at Dodger Stadium.
They also have now video boards embedded into the left field wall and the right field wall. Mm. Really, really cool. They've done a great job. And that's the one thing about Dodger Stadium. I hear people say, yeah, Dodger Stadium, third oldest park in the league. You know what? The one thing about this group is that they continue to find ways to improve the Dodger Stadium experience.
Yeah.
And they've done a great job widening concourses. And we walked through the center field area last night. Center field area is really cool out there.
How do they actually widen the concourses? Like, isn't the stadium just kind of as is?
No.
How do you make it bigger?
I mean,
You gotta do a full-scale construction thing.
They spent $100 million on this.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not an architect, so I can't tell you exactly how it was done.
I haven't been this year, so that's why I'm curious to see how they would actually...
It's a few years back that they did that. Yeah. When they first bought the team, widened the concourses, spent $100 million on it.
Yeah, I still gotta get the elevators going. There's like one elevator.
Yeah, but
you're just killing everything over there right now.
Yeah, you are just you don't like the speed of the game. You don't like that. You don't like this. Were you in a bad mood?
No.
What happened to
you? I'm a traditionalist.
Do you just not like baseball anymore?
What?
Have you lost your
love? I love baseball.
Have you lost your love of the game?
Baseball.
No, I love it. I'm just saying there's more for them to do. At Dodger Stadium. Like, come on.
Like, what would you do?
I would get a few more elevators in there so that people can go up and down from different levels.
Elevators always have a line. Nobody wants a line at the elevator. Take the escalator and take the stairs.
There's only escalators when you get from level 5 on down. So from the top of the park,
take
to
the
get
stairs.
Down,
I take the stairs.
A lot of stairs. Yeah, I do too. I take the stairs.
Yeah.
I just remember. Okay, it's okay. There's a lot of people who it's hard to take the stairs.
Yeah, right.
Old people, kids.
Yeah, no.
Pregnant ladies.
I had
to do that when I was pregnant.
There's
That's
an
so
elevator,
fun.
But it's you're saying
super
more
crowded.
Elevators.
Yeah, more escalators, elevators, yada yada. Yeah. User friendly.
Boy, you're very critical of Dodger Stadium, yeah.
Well, it's the best stadium to me in baseball.
Yeah.
But
they need
more
elevators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody agrees. Literally, no one thinks they have enough transportation inside the park.
Okay. Bergman, did you notice that last night?
The elevators?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
I mean, they're cut.
Always have a super long line.
No matter what it's going to be. I mean,
I always take the stairs
getting
too.
Up and down. Yeah, you take the stairs. It's really not that bad. It's
But you're
really
an able bodied 5'10" man.
Sure. So, I mean, people like you, then you wait in line to go on the elevator. And
it's not so like it doesn't
take
friendly
that
to people.
Long.
Stand at an elevator for Momo. We'll name it after you, the Momo elevator.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of fans who have to like stand in that line.
Oh,
I
know. I hear you.
Time.
I see them.
You
see
know
him.
What I'm talking about.
I did see the Flamin' Hot concession stand.
Too long of a line.
It was too long of a line, but they had Flamin' Hot Cheetos sprinkled onto everything you can imagine.
Are you into Flamin' Hot things?
Yeah, I like spice.
Yeah?
I like spice.
Huh.
Don't you?
No, I don't need it. It's okay. I like it. Just a regular old corn dog is good.
Yeah.
But I don't dislike it. I just don't seek it out the way other people do.
Yeah, I like spice. Mm. Add spice to everything. Add Cholula to everything.
Really?
I'm a big Cholula guy.
Okay.
What's your hot sauce of choice?
I do Cholula, but I don't add it to everything.
What's your hot sauce
I like
choice,
Pico de Gallo, something like that.
I do not use hot sauce.
None?
I can't handle it.
I'm like a ketchup.
I got a bad tummy. I can't handle
tummy.
The spice. Yeah,
bad
no.
Tummy.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Jorge?
Oh, Valentina, Tapatio, Cholula. Oh, man.
I've never heard of Valentina.
Do you know the difference in taste between?
Yeah.
You can tell. Like, if we had a hot sauce taste test, you would be able to identify.
For sure, but we're not doing it just for the hell of it.
No, I'm just curious if it's like that. Like, you can tell the difference from one tequila to the other. I don't know the difference.
That one's kind of tricky, but yeah, I guess based on the color. Yeah.
What's an añejo? What about
añejo? Añejo.
The añejo's aged for 18 months.
18 months.
Yeah. Or more.
Is that a hot sauce or a tequila?
No, that's tequila.
That's tequila.
Okay.
That's tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Blanco's straight out of the, that's.
And the Reposado's in some kind of different kind of wine barrel.
Reposado's maybe like nine months or 6 months, something like that.
Okay.
But that's more for like mixed drinks.
Yeah. I hear.
So what else did you like about the baseball game?
I'll tell you what, I liked the lineup a lot.
Okay.
I think I didn't originally envision Will Smith as a three-hole hitter. I thought he would bat cleanup again. But no, he looks right in that spot. I like the fact that Miguel Vargas worked for another walk last night. He leads Major League Baseball in walks. James Outman looked really good. The rookie hit a triple last night, RBI triple.
He's kind of exciting.
He is exciting.
Yeah.
He is exciting. He should probably be playing more, Bergman.
Every day. He should be playing every single day.
What are they doing, platooning him?
Yeah, they're platooning him. Trace will get some time there. David Peralta. They'll move him around. He was in left field yesterday.
Left field, yeah.
And Hayward is in center. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot. I don't. Michael Grove, I thought, was pretty okay.
Until that fifth inning when he kind of blew up. But besides that, no, he was really good.
Yeah, I mean, I still think pitching depth is an issue for this team. I think the bullpen's been pretty good so far. We've not seen a save situation.
Well, Andre Jackson got a save, but it was a three inning save.
Yeah, right, that doesn't count.
Now, when you beat teams by 10, you're not going to have a save.
Who's going to be the closer? Who's a, like, penciled in?
There is no closer penciled in. They're not doing
it's a
that.
Committee.
Oh,
it's
I think I think they've got somebody penciled in.
I don't believe so.
Okay, who's going to get the first save?
The first save?
The first real save.
In 2023. Dodgers, by the way, playing tonight against the Rockies.
Probably
Julio
somebody
Urias
like
is pitching.
Brusdar Graterol will probably get it first.
I say it'll be Caleb Ferguson.
That'd be a good one. But Caleb Ferguson. I think he came in like the seventh.
Did
or
he come in the seventh last night?
No, not last night, but he came in the other day earlier.
You know why Mace wants to know?
Because he wants to draft him.
Yeah.
It's not all about fantasy baseball.
We haven't started playing yet.
Yeah, we haven't started playing yet. It will
making his list.
It will be big.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, not yet.
Caleb came in the seventh inning on Sunday for Noah Syndergaard.
And was that was a tight game, right?
That was. So it went Syndergaard for six, Caleb, then Evan Phillips, and then Brusdar Graterol got the ninth.
So maybe it is Graterol.
But that game was tied, though.
Yeah. All right, so I wanted to talk about investing. Investing. So we got enough time for Game of Games, right?
Sure. I don't know. It's your game. You would know.
Yeah, I think we're okay. Okay. So Shohei Ohtani's baseball
card. Hard
out
is 2730.
Thank you. Hard out is 2730. I will attempt to nail that. Shohei Ohtani's rookie card, baseball card.
Okay.
Was selling for $80 back in late December. Right now, $130. His Topps Chrome card was $100, and now it is $190. Do you think investing in a Shohei Ohtani baseball card, a rookie card, is a good idea right now?
Probably not, because that seems a little low to me, actually.
Seems low, meaning?
They probably made way too many of them. So the price should be higher, in my opinion, for Shohei.
$100 to $190 is pretty good.
It's okay. To me, like, a really valuable card should be $500 or $1,000 for a guy as good as him. So, like, they just made way too many of them. They're not scarce. There's probably some Shohei card that's, like, super rare and they only made.
There is, actually.
Which one is it?
There is the, there's one selling for $4,500.
Yeah.
It's Ohtani's Topps Chrome autograph card.
Yeah,
so it's actually, it's autographed before
and
it
he
even
probably
goes into the
did,
pack.
Yeah, he probably did like 5,000 of those.
Yeah, that's
that's
the
one to do.
That's the one if you
because the
do
other
it
ones, if they're like 100, 190, there's probably way too many of those. They probably printed a ton, which means they're never going to be that valuable.
Right, right. Yeah, I still own a bunch of baseball cards.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're worth anymore. They're from the 80s. People tell
me too.
They're worthless. I'm going to hang on to them just for the hell of it.
They're all in a box in my garage.
In my garage, I've got comic books and I've got baseball cards. Both.
I think I would literally like give somebody that box and tell them we could split the profits if they go sell them for
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to market that stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do any work.
Okay. Are you going to play the Game of Games theme, or are we going to jump right in?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Play it open.
Play it open.
710 ESPN.
And it is time for Game of Games on the number one sports radio show in L.A., Mason and Ireland.
Game of Games.
Game of Games presented by CallJacob.com.
Call Jacob.
Everyone loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anyone can fight, but CallJacob.com is here for you when you need a big win. After an accident, go to CallJacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. We got the jingle.
Call Jacob.
Thank you. Game of Games time. Take it away, Mace.
All right, here we go, guys. It is my game today. Momo filling in for John. Chris Morales is here for Live Imaging Tuesday. Another great Live Imaging Tuesday, Morales.
It was okay.
It was all right. Never going to match last Tuesday.
It's not even that. I was just a little tired at the end.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
You ran out of gas?
Yeah.
All right. I needed some more bacon.
I needed more bacon, right, yeah. Momo?
The theme is the Masters and the Dodgers. The Masters and the Dodgers.
Got it.
So very easy. I'll give you two answers. You tell me if it's either or.
Okay. Right.
So it's basically A or B. Bergman's playing. Jorge's playing. Here we go. Here's number one. This one's about the Masters. The Crow's Nest is either the best viewing spot for the 18th hole or the living quarters above the clubhouse. I will start with Momo here.
18th hole.
18th hole. Bergman.
18th hole.
18th hole. Jorge.
18th.
Morales, what's the right answer?
I think it's the living quarters.
It is the living quarters where the amateurs have stayed for many years.
Wow. Okay.
So Morales is on the board.
Okay. Wow.
Number two, this is a Dodgers question. Max Muncy's hometown is Texas. And Jorge?
Texas.
Texas is the right answer. Yeah. Yes, he's the pride of Keller, Texas. All right, number
he's
three.
He's short, Muncy. Short King Summer. Yeah, spring.
I don't think he matches Short King Summer.
He's not like 5'4".
Yeah.
I think he's like 5'7".
Short King Summer means short. All right, here we go.
He's
number
six foot.
Three.
No way. No way he's 6 feet tall. I've seen him.
Okay. Momo's now passing judgment
on
Max Muncy's
height.
Height. Masters question.
Yes.
The entrance to the Augusta National Clubhouse is either Magnolia Lane or Cherry Blossom Drive. We start with Bergman.
That's a good question.
I don't. Magnolia Lane?
Magnolia Lane. Jorge.
Cherry Blossom.
Cherry Blossom. Morales.
Magnolia Lane.
Magnolia Lane and Momo.
I will say Magnolia Lane.
Magnolia Lane is right. Yeah, I knew Bergman. You know that
Cherry
one,
Blossom
right?
is like a DC thing.
Yeah. There are cherry blossoms, I believe.
I know.
Somewhere. All right. number four. This is a Dodgers question. Morales has the lead right now. Who has more career home runs as a Dodger? Either Mike Piazza or Matt Kemp. Morales, you go first.
Ooh.
Mike Piazza or Matt Kemp?
I'm going to say Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza. Momo.
Kemp.
Kemp. Bergman.
Kemp.
Kemp. And Jorge.
Oh, this is close. Kemp.
Kemp is the right answer, yes. Mike Piazza, 177 homers as a Dodger. Matt Kemp, 203. So the score right now is Morales 3, Bergman 3, Momo 2, Jorge 2.
Let's go.
Next question about the Masters. Who is the only golfer to shoot four rounds in the 60s at a Masters? It's either Cameron Smith or Tom Watson. We start with Jorge.
Cameron Smith.
Cameron Smith. Bergman.
Cameron Smith.
Cameron Smith. Momo.
Watson.
Watson. Morales.
Watson.
It's Cameron Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of Cameron Smith.
Did it just happen like a couple years ago?
Yeah, it did. But I thought maybe I was off and it was Watson that did four and Cameron Smith only did three.
No.
Damn it.
So Bergman has taken a lead on a Masters
question.
Wow.
I got it too.
Oh, and Jorge got it. Yeah.
No, we're not the same just because we're both, you know.
All right, Michael Thompson.
Thanks, Michael. All right, number six, this is a Dodgers question. Only four players.
This is a random game, but okay.
It's Dodgers or Masters.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Dodgers or Masters.
Okay. Only four players have hit a ball completely out of Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
They include Willie Stargell, Mike Piazza, and either Giancarlo Stanton or Raul Mondesi. Either Giancarlo Stanton or Raul Mondesi. We start with Momo.
Mondesi.
I know you're a
big fan.
That's
my favorite player growing up.
Bergman.
I have to just say Mondesi.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo. Jorge.
Mondesi.
Mondesi. Morales.
Stanton.
Stanton is the right answer.
Dang,
yes.
It was blasted. It was such a gigantic knock. Yeah.
Bergman has a 5-4 lead on Morales. Jorge with 3 and Momo with 2. You're drifting out of the race here. Number 7.
You're gutless, Bergman.
Masters. Which majors champion never broke par at Augusta?
It was
either John Daly or Bobby Jones. Never broke par at Augusta. Either.
Now, just to clarify, you said Masters champion.
Correct.
Okay.
Wait. Okay.
Which golfer?
Bobby Jones, because Daly never won a Masters.
There you go.
So Bobby I'm going to go with Bobby Jones.
It
Bobby
is
Jones,
a final.
Bobby Jones, Bobby Jones, Bobby Jones. You all get the point. All right. We got two.
All right. Here. I got that one.
You got that one, Momo. Morales 5, Bergman 6.
No, I don't think he should get a point.
4.
I answered it.
You answered it for everyone.
You did.
Should have kept your mouth shut. Should have kept your mouth shut.
Number 8. Dodgers question. Who led last year's Dodgers team in slugging percentage?
Ooh.
It was either Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman. Bergman, you have to go first since you've got the lead.
Slugging percentage?
Slugging percentage.
That would be Freddie Freeman.
That would be Freddie
it's
Freeman.
It's not fair. He hosts the Blue Review.
Jorge.
Yeah.
I'm probably
Freeman.
Wrong.
Freeman. Morales.
Well, I'm going to go Freeman.
Freeman.
Mookie.
Momo. Mookie's the right answer.
Yeah!
He should have listened
you
to me.
You did it to me on purpose, Bergen.
Never would I do such a thing.
Mookie,
actually got that wrong. I actually
runs.
Thought it was Freddie.
533 and Freddie 511.
You're supposed to know
so
the Blue Review,
close.
And you led me down the wrong path.
I did.
If I asked Clinton Yates, he would have told me the right answer.
Okay. You know what? It was you were thinking
probably.
Of OPS.
Yeah, he did lead an OPS.
Oh, I was thinking OPS too, frankly. Yeah.
Bergman 6, Morales 5, Momo, Jorge out of it.
I have 4.
You're still out of it. 6-5. All
and
right.
One of them was a freebie.
Is this the last one?
And the last one.
We got time.
Is a Masters question.
Yeah!
This is worth double.
Oh, man.
No.
Bergman,
this is worth 2, so
Bergman's
I can catch up.
Bergman's got to go first.
No, this
is
worth 2.
You're out of it.
Ah!
What is the name for the very tough first hole at Augusta? It is either tea olive or white dogwood. Tea olive or white dogwood. Bergman, take a shot.
I mean, it sounds more like a white dogwood thing.
Morales?
Tea olive.
Tea olive is right.
It's not a dogwood.
What?
It's not a dogwood hole.
I don't know.
No, dogwood's a tree. Right?
Yeah, dogwood's a tree.
But you said, I thought you said a direction on it.
White dogwood.
Oh, I thought you said I thought he said right dogwood, which
yeah,
made me
no,
all that
exactly. way. No.
Plus, I kind of did know T. Olive.
So it's Morales and Bergman. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, a tie?
Yeah, we're tied.
Yeah, we got a tie.
Go do another Masters question.
Nope.
Tiebreaker.
We're going to do a tiebreaker.
Oh,
we
have to write this down.
Dodgers related. You have to write
oh,
this
down. Oh,
that's
not fair. Come on.
I'll help you. I'll help you, Chris.
No, you can't.
I'll help you.
Believe me, anybody can get this
Momo,
right.
Can Momo help me?
It's a guess. No,
it's a
guess.
It's a guess.
It's a guess.
It's a guess. Fact, you don't
baby,
need a factor.
But like Jim Nance says, thank you, friend.
We're going to get to complaining in a second.
How many hits did J.D. Martinez have for the Red Sox last year?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Can you give me a range?
No.
Well, like they play 162, right?
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Oh, he does not have any.
Just do some
I'm
math.
I'm going to let Momo help him.
No, you can't. That's not how the game works.
Just give him the game.
Just say 130.
No,
130.
130.
I'm writing
130
it down.
Hits. Okay. I wrote 65.
65?
Yeah, I don't think he had very many hits. He didn't get 200.
Our winner is Chris.
Hey!
J.D. Martinez had 146 hits
Whoa!
Last year.
He had 146
yes,
hits
he did.
Last year? I did not think he got
Starting
close to
tomorrow,
200.
I'm the new host of the Blue Review.
Yeah.
With
over at the Blue Review.
146.
Great. Thank you,
that's
Momo.
That's a lot of
help.
Hits. Yeah, wow. That's a lot.
How did you not know that?
Because he didn't have a very good year last year, and he didn't play the
that's
whole
why
time.
He was available.
Injured.
146
yeah.
hits. You know,
yeah.
But he got 130 hits.
146?
Or 146.
No, that's way too many.
That's way too many.
Yeah, 200
Wait,
hits is a lot of hits.
200 hits is a lot.
Yeah,
fact?
And you got 146?
No, 146
That's the
was
fact,
his number.
Jack.
That's the fact.
Well, there's 162 games.
Right, so you're saying he got a hit almost every single game and played almost every single
Apparently.
Game.
Apparently.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
That is the right. Oh, are you challenging
Listen,
the
Greg,
question?
Sometimes people know these
sometimes,
things.
Sometimes people are wrong.
Yeah, you missed it.
Don't be
I'm
gutless.
Fine.
Don't
fine.
Be gutless just because you lost.
I'm shocked by the number.
You know what?
I
do the John Cena. Do the John Cena.
Yeah.
Oh, the face.
No, you're right.
Sure.
No, you're absolutely right. It's 146.
Thank you.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Wow. Way to
I
look
do
it
my
up.
Research. I do my homework.
That's a good game.
Yeah, it was
kind of weird, but good.
Yeah, no. Masters, big Masters week.
Yeah.
Jim Nance, big week for Jim Nance.
Oh, huge week for Jim
Hello,
Nance.
Hello, friends. Last night he had his big farewell at the NCAA tournament. Were you excited for the game, Morales?
I was rooting. I have San Diego State people in my life.
Yeah.
For Slee, Kirk
too.
Morrison.
West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was rooting for Slee.
Yeah.
My friend, what he says,
you know, you got
SDSU.
You got one last chance to play the song.
Go ahead.
Okay, one
until
last
next
song.
Year.
Because you have a hard out to hit.
Yeah, that's true.
Still
what's
good.
The we got Lakers basketball pregame coming up for you. What's the out time?
28:30.
28:30. I will nail this.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you, friend. Hey, thanks a lot for being out there today. We appreciate you. Big night for the Lakers tonight.
No Lauri Markkanen, Colin Sexton on a minutes restriction. The Jazz are essentially tanking.
It is an absolute must win plus, I think we decided for
yeah.
the Lakers.
Can't
must
lose to the team that's
plus.
Trying to lose.
And then tomorrow, Ireland is coming back.
Oh,
we
boy.
Think.
Dad is home.
Dad is home. Be sure to pat your bacon, by the way.
Pat your bacon.
Pat your bacon.
Get the grease off with a napkin.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Don't forget, you can listen to the or watch the Blue Review on YouTube, ESPN LA channel. Also,
the Clinton Yates Blue Review with Corporate Greg.
Also, Lakers Talk Daily with Sliwa. We've got Sliwa coming up next for you. Lakers versus the Utah Jazz. Again, a must win. And as you said, they're sitting everybody tonight. Utah is.
Just is not even trying.
Then they come home tomorrow.
Game of the year.
To face the Clippers in a gigantic game. Brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long, 710 ESPN.